Welcome to day 134. We are up to Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, and these are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. As always, or at least we try to post them on Erev Shabbos so they're sitting and ready to go in our inbox on Motzei Shabbos. We are continuing on the topic of things or activities that you're allowed to do to your field for the entirety of the sixth year, and are not limited by the general restriction to stop working a field if it's a field of grain by Pesach of the sixth year, or if it's an orchard by Shavuos of the seventh year. Instead, all of these things you're allowed to do for the entirety of the sixth year. Now, we saw yesterday that in order for that to be true, it needs to hit one of two criteria. Either the work that you're doing is clearly for enhancing the fruit of that year, of the sixth year, and not getting the field ready for the seventh year. And criteria number two is that if you were to take that same action that you're doing and do it in the seventh year, it would only be prohibited midrabanan. It would only be prohibited rabbinically. If it's only prohibited midrabanan during the seventh year, then you would be allowed to do it for the entirety of the sixth year. So with that in mind, says Mishnah Gimel, Misaklin ad Rosh Hashanah, one could remove the stones from one's field until Rosh Hashanah, meaning for the entirety of the sixth year. Generally, removing the stones was done in order to get the field ready for planting, which is very similar to harisha, to plowing. Plowing is a diaraisa, and therefore you'd have to stop that if it's a field of grain, for example, you'd have to stop that by Pesach. But removing the stones is only similar to harisha, but it's not actually harisha, and therefore during the seventh year, it is only prohibited midrabanan rabbinically, and therefore you're allowed to do it for the entirety of the sixth year. Continues the Mishnah. Mekarsimim, you're allowed to prune a tree, remove any of the dead branches from the tree. By the way, as an aside, even though we saw earlier that pruning is actually one of the things that is aser midah araisa during Shemitah, that is only true if it's pruning a vine, if it's in a vineyard. But pruning, removing dead branches from a regular tree, that would only be aser midah rabbanan during the seventh year, and that's why our Mishnah says you're allowed to do it for the entirety of the sixth year. Continues the Mishnah. Mizardin, it's a type of pruning again. I'm sorry, I don't know the exact terminology, but it's pruning, but instead of removing the dead branches, you remove some live branches, but for the same purpose. And finally, mifaslin, you're allowed to remove other dead parts the tree, not necessarily in the branches, but other parts of the trees that may have decayed or died, you're allowed to remove that, all of those things, ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, meaning for the entirety of the sixth year. Again, because all of those actions would only be prohibited midrabanan had you done them during the seventh year. Now, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Says Rabbi Yeshua, Kizeruda Chafisula Shel Chamishes Kach Shel Shishis. So he says when it comes to removing those live branches or to removing the dead parts of the tree, the terminology is a little tricky here. What he means, and there are a few different ways of understanding it, but the end result is the same. And that's that anything that you're allowed to do in the fifth year, just like if you're allowed to do it in the fifth year, you're allowed to continue in the sixth year, so too, if you're allowed to do it in the sixth year, you're allowed to continue it into the seventh year. Meaning to say that you're allowed to do those actions, forget just throughout the sixth year, for sure during the sixth year, but even during Shemitah itself, you're allowed to do those actions, meaning to say that Chazal didn't even limit them midrabanan, didn't even prohibit them rabbinically. You're allowed to do all of those actions throughout the seventh year as well. Rabbi Shua only gives two examples. He talks about removing the live branches and removing the dead parts of the tree, but as the Mefarshim point out, the Mishnah Rishonah says, it really applies to all of the actions that our Mishnah talked about, all four of those actions that our Mishnah talked about at the beginning. And then finally, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Zman Shani Rashai Babodasa Ilan, Rashai Ani Befisulo. Any time that I'm allowed to work my orchard generally, any time that I'm allowed to plow my orchard, I'm also allowed to do any, he says, Befisulo, which is the same thing as removing the dead parts of the tree, but again, he means all of the actions that the Mishnah stated. You're allowed to do any of those actions that we stated in the Mishnah earlier, meaning to say that just like you have to stop working your field, you have to stop plowing your field or your orchard by Shavuos of the sixth year, I'm sorry, so too, all of those actions at the beginning of the Mishnah have to stop as well by Shavuos of the sixth year. It seems that perhaps, according to Rabbi Shimon, maybe those actions are so similar, or maybe included in the Deoraisa, and therefore you would not be allowed to do them throughout the entirety of the sixth year. You'd have to stop with all of the other actions that you'd have to stop, which is by Shavuos of the sixth year. So again, we have three opinions here. The Tanakhama says all four of these actions you can do throughout the sixth year. Rabbi Yeshua says you can even do them during the seventh year, and Rabbi Shimon says no, you actually have to stop them by Shavuos of the sixth year. We pass like the Tanakhama, so you're allowed to do them for the entirety of the sixth year, not into the seventh, but you also don't have to stop by Shavuos of the sixth year. Says Mishnah Dalet, Mizamin Esanatios. Now we're continuing the same line of thought. You can put fertilizer on the trunks of Natios, where those young trees that we talked about. So you can put fertilizer on the bottom, the Korchanosam, and you can even wrap the trees. Sometimes they would wrap trees in order to protect them from the elements if it was too too hot or too cold, so you'd protect the tree by wrapping them. The kot minosan, you can put ashes on the trunks of the trees. It would seem to provide some moisture or lock in moisture. The osan lehem batim, you can even make houses. The Kahati describes they would take straw and create little huts that would drape over the trees or surround the trees so that it wouldn't get too much exposure to sunlight. And finally, umashkinosan, and you can water them. All of those things ad Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to do all of those things until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, because again, they are only prohibited midrabanan during the seventh year, and therefore you're allowed to do them for the entirety of the sixth year. As an aside, we did mention yesterday that when there's an action that's being done that doesn't enhance the fruit, but only protects the tree from being damaged, only prevents it from being destroyed, that is often even allowed even during the Shemitah year, even during the seventh year. And some of these actions seem to fit that description, meaning wrapping a tree would be in order to protect the tree so that it wouldn't get damaged. So it seems that there were some exceptions, that even though that action was only, or some of these actions are only done to protect the tree and not to enhance the fruit, still, Chazal said that some of those things are still usher during Shavuos. But that seems to be the exception to the rule, not the rule. The rule is generally that if it's only to protect the tree from being destroyed, you're allowed to do it during Shemitah. But clearly there are some exceptions that even though it's only protecting the tree from being destroyed, still you're not allowed to do it during Shemitah itself. And finally, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer says, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, Af mashke es anof bashvius. You're even allowed to water the branches of a tree bashvius during Shemitah itself, aval lo asa ikar, but not the actual roots, not the trunk of the tree. Why? Clearly, Rabbi Elazar is saying that when you plant the branches, it is so unusual. That is not how you generally water a tree. You water a tree at its root, at its trunk. And therefore, since it's unusual, Chazal didn't even prohibit that during the seventh year. And therefore, you'd be allowed to do that for the entirety of the seventh year. Forget even the sixth year. We do not paskin like Rabbi Elazar, but it's a fascinating shita. We will continue with Mishnah Hey tomorrow.